Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Is he a terrorist? Did he deserve to be killed?
He is a senior government official. And, you know, here's the thing.
You issued a statement calling Soleimani a murderer. Later, you issued a second statement saying that he was, quote, an assassination of a senior foreign military official. I don't understand why it was so hard to call him a terrorist, and I would just like you to explain.
So he's part of a group that has
but
been
designated. Is he a terrorist?
He is part of a group that's been designated.
So he's not a terrorist.
Of course he is.
Was that so hard?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
They killed one of our most revered commanders and most senior commanders. This is state terrorism. It amounts to an armed attack against Iran, and we will respond.
Zarif's statement. Zarif is a propagandist of the First Order. His first statement that is Soleimani was traveling to Baghdad on a diplomatic mission. Anybody here believe that?
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Soleimani was caught red-handed on the ground in Baghdad. One terrorist leader of a terrorist organization meeting with another terrorist leader to synchronize and plan additional attacks on American forces, diplomats, or facilities. And I think it was only a matter of days, certainly no more than weeks.
We saved American lives. We saved members of the military, we saved diplomats, and we saved a lot of families from having to welcome their loved ones home in a coffin.
Unchained and unstoppable.
They arrested Jane Fonda. Nothing changes. I remember 30, 40 years ago, she always has the handcuffs on. Oh, man.
You know, I've spent a lot of time now with these young students, and they're scared. They're calling it extinction illness, and the scientists were saying we have 10 years.
A confused old person.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
How long until people are starting to start phoning in? I can't come to work today, boss. What's wrong? I have extinction illness. Extinction illness. What are the symptoms?
I tried looking it up.
Extinction illness.
It turns out there's not much on extinction illness out there.
It hasn't been recognized yet by the American Medical Association?
No, not to our awareness.
Only by Dr. Fonda. Anyway, yesterday was the day in Massachusetts when all the new municipal officials were sworn in. Down in Taylor's neck of the woods, they got a new mayor in Fall River to replace Jaisal Correa, he's going to be the mayor of Club Fed. And so the lieutenant governor, Karen Polito, was there for the swearing in of the new mayor, Paul Coogan. And I don't know where she spent the rest of the day, but last night was the swearing in of the new mayor of Taunton, Shauna O'Connell, our friend from the State House. She was a great state representative, a true friend of the taxpayer for about a decade. And
let me guess, was Lieutenant Governor Polito absent from that one?
No, I'm coming to that, Taylor. This story is going to amuse you. So, of course, Shauna being a friend of the taxpayer and having her closest associates were other friends of the taxpayer, many of them were in attendance last night at the Taunton City Hall for the swearing in. Among them, none other than Jim Lyons, the former state rep from Andover, who is now the chairman of the Massachusetts state GOP, and also Representative Dave DeCoste from Norwell and Hanover, who is the primary sponsor of the legislation to basically stop the Transportation Climate Initiative, which would double the gas tax for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. So I guess Karen Polito arrived on the scene. You know, she just wanted to put in her 2 cents worth. And, when she runs for governor, she wants Shauna O'Connell on her side, obviously. And she looked around the room and she saw these are people who don't like paying higher taxes. And so do you know what she did? Do you know what inquiry she made, Taylor, when the lieutenant governor arrived before the actual swearing in took place?
What's that?
Do you have a holding room here?
Like a green room?
Like a green room. You know, like someplace. Yeah,
like
I only
a safe space,
I
you
only
mean?
Want I only want blue and green M&Ms, and you know I want Perrier water that is lime, not lemon. You know, what did she think she was? A rock star? A holding room at Taunton City Hall?
Safe space.
I think she was worried about being, having her ear chewed off by these people who were against this ridiculous higher tax that they're trying to pass through on the backs of motorists. But anyway, we're gonna be paying a lot of attention this year to the Transportation Climate Initiative. We've talked about it a lot already, but Charlie Baker wants to basically double the gas tax up to, he wants to increase the gas tax 17 cents per gallon, purportedly to fight carbon emissions. But if you look at the payrolls today that were released, the state payrolls, they spent $92 million on overtime last year at the MBTA, $92 million in overtime. That's the MBTA payroll. The state payroll now has 16,600 people making over $100,000. That's why they need the money. It has nothing to do with polar bears. It has all. It has to do with what Bill Weld used to call walruses, hacks. This they want to. They want to have more advocates and community organizers on the payroll. They want to have more nonprofits doing all this stupid crap. And that's why they need the Transportation Climate Initiative. And they want to say that it's a fee on carbon emissions rather than a tax, because if it's a tax, it has to go through the legislature and they have to have a roll call vote on it. And so they're going to try to finagle the bagel, so to speak. Chris Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire, has already called their bluff and called it a financial boondoggle. And so he's going to stop it. We're going to try to get him on the air. He's going to be in town next week when I'm around. And we're going to try to get him into the studio. Some of the guys from Maine are also going to be around. We'll try to get them in as well to discuss this. I don't think it's going to be harder to stop it in Maine, because Paula Page isn't the governor anymore. Janet Mills is hot to trot. She wants to double her salary, and this is part of the whole operation. But you know, this is just such an amazing scam that's going on here with this TCI, saying that it's a carbon fee, and so we're going to impose a fee of 17 cents per gallon of gasoline. 17 cents. So this would not only drive all the gas stations on the border of New Hampshire out of business, because everybody will just go across the border where there is no TCI, but it will also destroy all the gas stations that have done very well on the southern border with Connecticut, because Connecticut has even higher taxes right now than we do in Massachusetts. So people come over from the nutmeg state to fill up southwestern Massachusetts, and that's all going to be over. And if Vermont pulls out of it, and Governor Scott has been very skeptical of TCI during the recent campaigns, that's another state that's going to screw it up. But I wanted to just read it before we went any further. This is from the Rutland Herald. And a guy wrote a letter to the editor, or did an op-ed piece about how the TCI was just a total boondoggle, and that he was opposed to it. He's an anti-tax guy. And his name was John McClaughery. And so another guy wrote in about John McClaughery's anti-tax op-ed about TCI. And this guy's name is Jeff Winberg. And Jeff Winberg is a commissioner of public works in the city of Rutland, who previously worked as commissioner of environmental conservation under Jim Douglas, the Democrat previous governor. So you would think that this guy Winberg would be in favor of a scam like TCI. But listen to what he wrote in the Rutland Herald over the weekend. And again, this is a greenie writing this. Studies have shown that only a major increase in the cost of motor fuels will generate a noticeable change in consumer behavior. Is TCI planning to double the cost of gas at the pump? If so, we can write TCI's obituary right now. People will not tolerate such an increase and will, at their first opportunity, elect representatives who will repeal it as their first order of business. Yes, they will. Or in the case of Massachusetts, we will try to repeal it in a referendum question. Any price signal, he continues, small enough to be tolerable is too small to affect consumer behavior. As a result, TCI is nothing more than an inefficient, bureaucratic, hopelessly complicated way to increase revenue from transportation fuels to pay for these higher salaries. I'm adding that. And to pay for the pensions of all the hacks that have already retired. If raising more money from transportation fuels is the goal, why not simply add a few cents to the motor fuels tax or create a carbon tax? We can do either without adding a single new government position and have everything in place right now to collect it. But of course, they want more government positions. He's letting the cat out of the bag here, this guy, Jeffrey Weinberg. And I'm glad he did it. The obvious answer is that it is impossible to increase taxes without using the word tax. TCI can be enacted without that word appearing in the legislation. Creating TCI with all of its costs and complexity for the purpose of avoiding the T word, it would be nothing short of public policy malpractice. Karen Polito knows this, Taylor. That's why she wanted to be in a holding room at Taunton City Hall last night. She didn't want to be asked about this public policy malpractice that she supports. Jim McLaughlin and I might disagree over whether raising taxes to promote climate action is justified, but I suspect we agree TCI would be the worst imaginable way to achieve it. Amen. Amen. And if Karen Polito thinks that she can be elected governor supporting this, she's got another thought coming. I think she'd be a long shot to begin with, but this would ensure her defeat, maybe even in a primary. She might not even get out of the primary if she endorses TCI. People are wild about this. Jim Lyons has come out against it. He's the Republican state chairman. And, there's only 13 legislators that are backing the bill to basically put the nails in the coffin of TCI. But it's a start. It's a start. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
And we are, according to various laws, supposed to be very careful with their cultural heritage. And you know what? If that's what the law is, I like to obey the law. But think of it. They kill our people. They blow up our people. And then we have to be very gentle with their cultural institutions. But I'm okay with it. It's okay with me. I will say this. If Iran does anything that they shouldn't be doing, they're going to be suffering the consequences, and very strongly.
I'm sure they are. I look forward to seeing those documents tomorrow, by the way, that are going to indicate what kind of terrorist attacks they were planning against the United States during his peace mission, during Soleimani's peace mission to Baghdad from Tehran. 844-500-4242. I apologize to Governor Jim Douglas. I said he was a Democrat. He's a Republican. I'm sorry. My mistake. Bad mistake. But anyway, that's the whole point.
Very fake news.
Sorry about that. TCI. I mean, that's it really is a scam and a half. I mean, even people who are green bureaucrats realize what a scam it is. And it's just to, as somebody, a texter says, this, they're not even pretending it's for the children. It's just for the to protect the pensions of those 16,600 people making over $80,000 a year. And remember, you know, once you get a hack job like that, you never go anywhere. You never resign. So you're going to stick it out to the end, and then you're going to probably get an 80% pension. So, you know, 80% of $100,000 is $80,000, and a lot of them are making a hell of a lot more than that. There's two people on the Massachusetts state payroll making over $1 million a year. The basketball coach, as I mentioned earlier, his name is Matthew McCall, makes $827,000 a year. And his record as the head basketball coach at UMass Amherst is 30-48. 30-48, and he's paid close to $1 million a year. Taste the amazing difference of ButcherBox by signing up at ButcherBox.com/Howie and get $20 off your first box, plus 2 pounds of wild-caught Alaskan salmon in your first box. ButcherBox.com/Howie. It's a great product. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should new witnesses be called in a Senate impeachment trial?
No. And I don't think they're going to be.
15% say yes.
15%, okay. Yeah, if they start calling witnesses, we're definitely going to need to hear from the whistleblower, the head of the inspector general of the intelligence community, who worked for some of the biggest deep staters there are. We're going to need to hear from the Bidens, all of the Bidens, maybe even his brother. Not Joe Biden's brother, I mean, who was involved in some rather dodgy stuff over the years. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, nice to hear from you, Tom. Howie. Who were the original people that put this climate initiative together?
This was a bunch of sort of unelected bureaucrats who just came up with this scheme. They said that if they could get like 11 or 12 states, the states would go from Maine in the north all the way down to Virginia and include Pennsylvania and New York. They said if all the states moved together, then they could pull this off. I mean, it's kind of like they're all trying to, we'll hang together or we will most assuredly all hang separately. But now people are starting to, hedge their bets here. I mean, even guys like Lamont, the governor of Connecticut, who's a big lib, he hasn't signed on to this thing.
Breaking news, Howie, Iraq is experiencing some missile attacks reportedly from Iran this hour.
Iraq is being attacked. Okay. So this is the proportionate response. Thanks, Tom. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Fox News is reporting missiles were fired early Wednesday. That's, you know, it's Wednesday already in the Mideast. In multiple locations across Iraq, a senior U.S. military source in the country told Fox News, describing it as a series of attacks on U.S. forces from Iran. So that's their proportionate response. So we'll see how this plays out. Tim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tim.
Howie.
Yes.
I can't believe Howie, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Hey, I can't believe in my news feed all day, all these fawning over, you know, General Salamander, you know, how great he was. And I think I saw the New Yorker had an expose. So I wanted to see, how many articles they wrote about General, what's his name, Griffin in 2014, the U.S. general died in Afghanistan.
I mean,
more people know about Commander Salamander than they do about our own generals died in the last 10 years.
Yeah, The New Yorker had this fawning piece on him more recently, but the piece from 2013 was actually pretty good. I mean, it described his career in a fairly even-handed manner. But you're right. I mean, they're talking about him. They said he had the physique of a bodybuilder, and he has the this sculpted hair, salt and pepper hair, and he kind of looks like Sean Connery. I mean, yeah, it's like the Boston Marathon bomber, the Joker. Remember him, Sarnieff? And the Rolling Stone was saying that the magazine was saying, oh, well, he's a tousle-haired youth, and one of the NPR types in Boston was saying he was an all-American boy. And I'm tired of this. And, Deval Patrick, now the candidate for president, describing the Joker and his older brother, who was a serial killer, who killed 7-8 people before he was killed himself, run over by his brother at the age of 25. Deval Patrick did, as a couple of young fellas. Just a couple of young fellas. I mean, I agree. I'm tired of this stuff. And they're trying to portray them as, they're just listening to them say this guy, Zarif, the foreign minister, talking about how they're a constitutional democracy and they believe in the rule of law, unlike Donald Trump. I mean, this is absurd. They're financing all these terrorist groups across the whole region. That was their militia. They're mercenaries. They're Hessians, you might call them, that killed the American contractor on December 27th. They paid those mobs in Baghdad to attack our embassy and scrawl on the walls, Salami is our leader. Soleimani is our leader. I mean, this is ridiculous. And now they're bombing our or throwing rockets at our bases. I assume that these people are going to cease to exist in short order. 844-500-4242. Limerick guy says TCI should stand for Tax Con Initiative. Yeah, they're trying to con us, the Limerick guy. I'm not sure anyone is really being conned, at least no one who's paying attention. And 860 says, what do you want to bet the toll booths are coming back to the Commonwealth in our lifetime? Well, the toll booths aren't coming back, but all these roads on the turnpike itself, the toll booths are down, but they've been replaced by gantries that read your license plates or your Easy Pass. One or the other. I mean, it's more effective than a toll booth. And many of the other roads in the area in Massachusetts have the gantries already constructed. All they have to do is put up the actual machines. It wouldn't take a lot of work. They're just waiting for the opportunity. And I really urge you to check out these payrolls. I mean, I'm going to start going over them. It's going to take a while. 16,600 people making over 100 grand. Think about that. Think about that. And think about how many, if we do in Greater Boston. I'm not going to be there. I'll be there next week, okay? I'll be there next week. If you get 2 to 4 inches tonight of snow, how many of those 16,600 people do you think are actually going to show up for work, quote unquote, tomorrow? Or how many of them are going to work from home? You know, how many of them are non-essential? Now, if you're making, it's one thing if you're non-emergency. If you're non-emergency or non-essential, whatever you want to call it, and you're making over $100,000, I mean, are you really needed? I mean, isn't that kind of a waste? If you don't have to, how much are you really worth if you don't have to come in if there's a 2 to 4 inches of snow on the ground? I don't think you're really that necessary. But that's why they need this TCI. That's why the Transportation Climate Initiative. They need to raise a lot more money to pay off of this. 774. WTF, do any of these mass hacks possess that is worth a $1 million salary? They can't even make the trains run on time. Well, you know, that's the thing. I mean, the absolute total dysfunction of the MBTA is one reason why the overtime budget is $92 million. They just have to keep fixing these trains. And now they've bought new trains from China on the Orange Line. And the Orange Line, you know, they called it the Rattler, and it ran overhead down to Jamaica Plain, it very seldom broke down. But now it's been, the elevated has been taken down, and they've redone it, and they bought all these new trains, and it runs like bleep. It runs like the Green Line. They had to take a train out of service the last 24 hours because of excessive noise. I mean, do you know what that's? I mean, being in a train where it's basically the train is screaming, you don't know what it is. 844-500-4242, 603. Aren't we better with those D.C. workers staying home? The only thing is, they didn't stay home. They drove in, and then they were told in mid-morning that they were going to be allowed to go home at 1 o'clock this afternoon. 844-500-4242. You don't know about the U.S. bases being attacked by Iran? ? We just read about it. It's a breaking news story. There's very few details on it at this point. The rocket barrages have just started, and we don't know how significant it is. But we're keeping an eye on it. 844-500-4242. 201 says it's over $16 now to go over the George Washington Bridge in New Jersey as of January 1st. $16. $16. You know? And, These northeastern states are just basket cases, or soon to be basket cases. They can't support themselves. They've got these huge pension liabilities. Taxpaying citizens are moving out by the thousands. The only people moving into the states are illegal aliens who are, even if they have jobs, they're still collecting welfare because they have no skills. Many of them are illiterate. They don't speak English. They have diseases. And in many cases, and they become more of a burden on the ever dwindling number of citizens and legal aliens who are still left behind in all of these states. And so the taxes just have to keep going higher and higher. And it's no coincidence that this TCI has developed in this this interstate compact, which I thought were outlawed by the Constitution, but this interstate compact to raise taxes, this is a scheme that's developed in all of these blue states. I mean, some of them have rhino governors, like the state of Massachusetts, Tal Duval, but it's basically a Democrat bureaucrat scheme to extract more money from the fewer and fewer remaining taxpayers there are. I saw a letter to the editor in one of the Vermont newspapers, and the guy was saying, you know, this TCI is going to drive even more people out of the state of Vermont. You know, there are a lot of rich New Yorkers move into Vermont, just like rich New Yorkers and Massachusetts people move into Maine to live on the coast, and then they live in the Green Mountains of Vermont, and they have plenty of money, but the actual natives of the state, both states, increasingly can't afford to live there. And this guy from Vermont said, you know, a lot of us in Vermont, and this goes for all the states really, you know, we don't have jobs where we can quote unquote work from home. We have to go to work somewhere, you know? They have to work at a factory or an assembly line or a repair shop or a supermarket, someplace where you actually have to show up and produce, where you can't just kind of sit back and, write your grant proposals when you feel like it, and then meditate when you don't feel like it. It's just dividing the people between the actual working classes and the non-working classes. The non-working classes, which include the people that work, quote-unquote, have jobs with nonprofits, with government. They have these big $100,000, $150,000, $200,000 a year jobs. They're all for this TCI because it doesn't matter to them. They don't have to go to work. They don't have the same kind of responsibilities that you have in the dreaded private sector, where you actually have to show up and get something done. 844-500-4242. Monique, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Monique.
Howie, thanks so much for talking about TCI. Yeah, so just to clarify one point, this is a regional compact, but it's basically a carbon cap and tax. But all the money, none of the money goes into state budgets. It would get gathered up into a big pot and then sent back to specific green projects to each state. So it's not going to go into the Rhode Island General Fund, for example, or it's not going to go into the Massachusetts budget per se.
Yeah, but so I mean, it is a boondoggle, Monique. You know, I mean, it just provides more jobs for these same people who've these people aren't going to give up their cars. You know?
No, absolutely not. It is an utter and complete boondoggle. It's a gas tax. It's just to make the governors look good of these states. Our governor asked about TCI, explicitly said we need to save the planet. The TCI is to save the planet. She actually said that.
This is Raimondo in Rhode Island.
Yes, the governor of Rhode Island said the purpose of TCI is we need to save the planet.
Who's stupid enough, Monique? Charlie Baker says the same thing here, and I'm sure Gianna Mills says the same thing. Who's buying this?
Nobody. And as you said, the governor also said, wouldn't it be great if you didn't have to take a car to work? Give me a break. We need our cars. And you're absolutely right, Howie. She's a beautiful person. Governor Baker's a beautiful person. You can damn well believe they're going to keep their cars or their massive SUVs, as the case may be.
Right. Governor Baker gets picked up by the state police. I assume he's got somebody sitting outside all night long in a giant SUV in Swampscott. They got commuter rail running into Swampscott, Monique, and half the time there's no heat. There's no heat. The trains break down. They derail. If it's a good day, it's an upright derailment, meaning that the car doesn't turn over. And he says, well, it would prove nothing for me to take a train to work every day. Well, you know what, Monique? It would prove that he was willing to suffer with his constituents. You know, if he wants his constituents to save the planet by not taking their cars into work, then he should do the same damn thing, shouldn't he?
Absolutely, he should. Live by the words, live by the creed that you're preaching. If the planet needs to be saved, we all need to take mass transit.
Yeah, I agree, Monique. We're going to keep an eye on this thing, and we're going to try to get other people from other states involved in this, because I know that all the anti-tax forces are up and down the eastern seaboard, all the way to Virginia, are trying to stop this. I don't know how much success we're going to have, but we've had some success. God bless Governor Sununu. I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Litchfield, Maine.
This is Camp, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
There has been the killing of several Iranian citizens and several high-ranking Iranian military officers. That is what we will do, and we will do it not in a cowardly way, but in a clear and proportionate way.
When?
As we choose.
Apparently they're choosing to do it tonight. I would choose to get into a bomb shelter if I were any of the mullahs in the Iranian terror regime. Missiles were fired early Wednesday. That's basically tonight. In multiple locations across Iraq, a senior U.S. military source in the country told Fox News, describing it as a series of attacks on U.S. forces from Iran. The sources told Fox News' Jennifer Griffin, quote, under missile attack from Iran. These are either cruise missiles or short-range ballistic missiles all over the country, unquote. The missiles struck near Al-Assad Air Base in Anbar. That's the Sunni area of Iraq. Among other locations, there was no immediate word on injuries or damage. Meanwhile, Iran State TV claimed Tehran launched tens of surface-to-surface missiles at Iraq's Al-Assad Air Base housing U.S. troops. So, I don't think I think the response will be swift and terrible for the Iranians. Iran-backed militias in Iraq, known as the Popular Mobilization Forces, have threatened revenge on American interests and personnel for the killings. 844-500-4242. So stay tuned for more. We'll take more calls as we go through it this week. See you tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.